And then Hamas seeks to restore ties with the Syrian regime.
A number of reports in recent weeks saying that Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement, is keen to restore ties with the Syrian Assad regime. These were ties that were broken off almost 10 years ago during the Arab Spring. And Hamas at that stage taking a public stance and advising the Syrian regime against its heavy-handed crackdown of opposition and legitimate calls for change in the country. Now, the reason that is put forward by Hamas is that they feel that a number of years have passed, there have been changes in the Syrian situation, and there are also new alliances being formed in the Middle East in the name of normalization with the State of Israel. So they feel the time is now ripe to reconsider the decision that was made 10 years ago. Obviously, when it comes to this decision, the number of players that could have a bearing on Hamas going in this direction, whether it may be Iran, whether it may be Hezbollah, whether it may be Russia, many people saying that if these ties are restored, it would be considered a major political shift in the region and also a return to the political paradigm that preceded the Syrian war. Despite Hamas's overtures in this regard, it is being said that the Syrian regime has not been too enthusiastic, at least publicly, towards the approaches of Hamas. There are mediators involved, and some saying that there still is a kind of apathy and a kind of negativity in the Syrian regime towards Hamas because of the position it took in the early days of the Syrian war and the Arab Spring. And on the other hand, Hamas is in for a lot of criticism internally in Palestinian society, as well as from other Islamic groups and ulama. And just a few weeks ago, we also had the International Union of Islamic Scholars meeting with Hamas. And after a high-powered delegation met with senior representatives of Hamas, they asked Hamas publicly and also respectfully to reconsider its decision to restore relations with the Assad regime. They said there was consensus amongst the scholars who had met with Hamas that should this decision go ahead, it holds great harm, and that this principle of once again going back to Syria and the Assad regime does not, as they said, conform to the principles, values, and so forth of the Sharia. And in light of this, they asked Hamas to review and re-examine its stance vis-a-vis the Syrian regime in light of what the scholars had decided. And the response at that particular moment in time from Hamas was that they would listen carefully to the advice of the scholars and discuss it amongst themselves and consider their way forward.
All right, that was a look at the Palestine report for this week. Shukran, Hafizab.
Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's now